Hare Krishna. Here I am in the car. It's going to be quite obvious as you hear the noises, heading off towards Calcutta Airport, and then from there to Vrindavan. Yesterday morning I received a message from South Africa saying that Krishnadas Maharaj was in a Delhi hospital, and leaving the hospital in critical condition for Vrindavan. So I was fortunate enough to get in touch, get some telephone numbers, and get in touch with Nabi Nandan, who was actually with Maharaj and taking Maharaj. And so I also talked to Maharaj, or at least I rather talked to him, because he was on oxygen at the time. And but I could hear him breathing. And literally I was talking to him as he was being carried from the hospital to the ambulance. And then I got the news a little while later, a couple of hours later, that upon entering into Vrindavan, the Maharaj had left his body. And which was wonderful. He's 84 years old, so he didn't die young. And his Tirobhav ceremony will be, and cremation will be on Friday, so I will go attend that, offer my respects. Govinda Maharaj is trying to come. He's in Abu Dhabi on his way to Kazakhstan, but he just couldn't work out ticket arrangements so fast. And then I'll come back to Mayapur again on Saturday, although I'm in horrible traffic, and I hope I don't miss my flight. As it was quite an emergency arrangement, trying to get a flight on such short notice last night. I'll be sending some other podcasts of the events and some pictures, but I guess just speak a few things about my remembrances of Krishnadas Maharaj, which is a lot. I do know him very well. We were quite close, especially physically quite close, when I was living in the UK, and so was he. I first met him when I went there in 1980, so that was over 35 years ago. And up until the time that I was living there, we associated quite regularly. Once I moved to Hungary, not so much, although a few years back he came and spent about a week in Hungary. Most of it was in New Vrindavan, and he was very, very pleased and very impressed. Krishnadas Maharaj is very interesting history. He was born in a Vaishnava family and took initiation in Punjab, and took initiation in the Madhava Sampradaya from a Madhava guru. And he was a teacher, was married, moved to the UK. And now I can't remember who it was, whether it was Vichitavirya or Prabhavishnumaraj, but one day someone was knocked on his door. And it was a devotee selling Bhagavad Gita. And so Maharaj was really astounded that, you know, here's Bhagavad Gita being sold in the West by Western devotees on top of that. So he was very impressed, and he came to the temple and finally met Srila Prabhupada. And he was lamenting that he was already initiated. He wanted to be a part of ISKCON. So Prabhupada said, well, that's all right. You're already in the Madhava Parampara. We're in the Madhava Parampara. He says, I'll give you sannyas. Of course, as it happened, Srila Prabhupada left the world and never gave sannyas directly to Krishnadas Maharaj. But Maharaj, and I guess he must have been then, in his mid-40s, did something quite unusual for an Indian family man with children at that time, and that is that he just left his family. He left his family, moved into the Brahmachari ashram, and did service and was part of a London temple and then Bhaktivedanta Manor. So it's not something that generally we see that Indian people do, that something like God of the Bhagavatam, that they just abandon their family life. Anyhow, that's what Maharaj did do. And so when I came, I guess my first impression of him was his strictness, conservatism, emphasis on principles of Dharma, which I'm emphasizing nowadays more and more. Let me say in 1980, when I joined the UK Yatra, of course everyone knew that marriage is against our principles, but you got divorced, wasn't a good thing, but then they get remarried, but Hare Krishna, what can you do? Such is life. But Maharaj was very, very strong on this, that no, this is not good, this is not good for your spiritual life, this is not good in a spiritual society, it sets a bad example. And so it was with other things such as proper dress and proper conduct, which opened my eyes. And he was that person who was very much emphasizing this idea of, well, be conscious before you try to be Krishna conscious. 1987, 88, at that time I was the GBC, so I was instrumental in putting him forward as a Diksha Guru. It wasn't without controversy, still never remained the same because, he wasn't initiated by Prabhupada, but he was a Prabhupada man, although Gaudiya tradition was newer for him. He was well-versed in Puranas and Mahabharata, Ramayana, and Vaishnav lore, Vedic culture. And Gaudiya Vaishnav was something that he was also learning. And and we used to have quite lengthy talks. I remember once in after we had lunch and sat out on the lawn of Bhaktivedanta Manor into the afternoon, late afternoon. He was talking specifically. Once I remember when he told me in great detail the entire life story of Shankaracharya, and another one was some Mishra commentator on the Bhagavatam. He was a great storyteller. It was when I left the UK that we started to associate less, obviously. At a certain point, Coventry became his base, And then he started traveling. Started traveling to South Africa. Started traveling to Mauritius, India. We would meet during GBC meeting. He would often come. And he was a strong preacher, not without controversy. But he was well-intentioned and doing his level best to serve Prabhupada, who he really gave his heart to, and he gave his life to the Krishna consciousness movement. There's more. Sitting in this horrible traffic, and I guess before I just sort of sign off, and we'll continue with more things tomorrow. There'll be remembrances in the morning in Krishna Balaram temple room. Once we were having a talk, and he told me, you know, my astrologer told me that I have to take one more birth in the material world. Now, he wasn't happy about that. I said, well, sure you will, but what's wrong with that? You're going to take another birth in that place in the material world where Krishna's displaying his pastimes, and then getting trained up by Krishna's associates. From there, you'll go back home, back to Goloka Vrindavan. He was very happy with that. And I believe that that is where Srila Prabhupada and Krishna taken Krishna Das Maharaj. I was glad that I was able to speak to him. When I spoke to Nabi Nandan last night, he told me that he was really happy that I spoke to Maharaj, and he believes Maharaj was, because when I was speaking to him, he was smiling, and he said that was the first time he smiled in many days. So Maharaj had, he said, had expressed that he wanted to leave this world, and he'd been ill, quite ill, for many months, and he succeeded in going to Vrindavan, where if someone leaves their body, they certainly go to Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Das, Swami Maharaj ki jai.